Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pastachade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you for all coming today. And for giving me this opportunity to be of some service to all of you. I'm very happy to be here in Taiwan again.
And
especially happy to be here sharing this occasion with all of you.
特别是说有这个机会跟大家在这样的场合里面一起分享。
I've been asked to speak a little bit about the ceremony which is going to be performed today.
我被要求今天来讲述一下关于今天要进行的这个仪式。
So I will try to speak in relationship to that topic.
所以我会以这个主题来相关的来讲述。
And hopefully present it in a way that's relevant to everyone.
希望这样的方式可以跟大家是有关的。
Because although it is the initiation day for Bhakti Athena,
虽然是这个Bhakti Athena的所有的启迪。
Many other devotees have been initiated before her.
有很多奉献者已经在她之前接受启迪了。
And we hope many other devotees will be initiated after her.
我们希望就是说有很多的奉献者跟着启迪。
Therefore, initiation is an important function in a devotee's life.
启迪是呢是在奉献者的生活里面一个重要的一个过程。
In fact, Prabhupada used to quote one verse, "Tau gurum pranamyeva sarvam samvidivedacha." That is the duty of every living being to accept initiation from the spiritual master.
对，帕布帕常常引用这个诗来说呢，就是说这是每一个人类一个必要的过程，要接受灵性导师给他启迪。That
one should take Vaishnava initiation from him, and one should learn about how to render service to the Lord.
一个人就应该向这个灵性导师去接受启迪，同时向他要去学习怎么样来向主这个做奉献服务。So
that is the duty of every human being.
所以这是每个人类的责任。
But unfortunately, most human beings are not aware of its significance and its importance.
那不幸的是呢，大部分的人呢，他们没有注意到这个重要性。
And the initiation into the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is an important, very important step in one's spiritual life.
所以呢，在这个 启迪的时候，是念诵《哈利·克什玛·曼陀》的启迪，是人类生命的一个很重要的一步。Although
sometimes people think initiation is the end.
有时候呢，虽然是有些人认为启迪就是结束了，就完了。In
other words, if I get initiation, that's it. Everything's worked up to that point. Once I've got initiation, I've achieved my goal.
那就是说这种想法就是说啊，我现在启迪，我已经达到了目标，就到此为止了。
But Srila Prabhupada very clearly states in the Nectar Devotion, initiation is the beginning.
那 Prabhupada 在《奉爱的甘露》里面讲得非常清楚，其实启迪才是开始而已。
Even the word itself implies, initiates, it's the beginning.
在英语这个启迪就是启发开始而已。
Of course, there is preparation for initiation.
当然了，也需要去准备来做启迪。
And certainly one begins one's spiritual life well before initiation.
当然了，就是说在启迪之前，一个人就要准备接受这个灵修的生活。
Srila Prabhupada uses the analogy of like preparing soil for the seed to be planted.
Prabhupada 就用这个比喻来说，就好像说这个土壤需要先给它准备，才有办法来去播种、耕种。
The more fertile the soil, the more the seed will take root and grow into a very luxuriant plant.
这个土壤如果是越加的所谓肥沃，准备好的话，就越容易接受这个种子来帮它发芽成长。
So, spiritual life begins even before initiation.
所以灵修生活是在启迪之前就要开始了。
And although emphasis is given on initiations, also it should be understood that initiation is not everything.
但是要去强调呢，启迪的意思就是说，不是就是一切而已。
More important is the actual acceptance of vani or instructions.
更重要的就是说，一个人是要开始接受训示了。
And those instructions should be embraced and taken into one's heart.
而且呢，要把这个训示呢。不能去打破，而且要留在记在心里。
Even Srila Prabhupada said of his own relationship with his spiritual master, he said that it began long before he was initiated.
那 Prabhupada 也说了呢，一个人跟灵性导师的关系，就是说在这个启迪仪式之前就有了。
He said that very clearly it began when he took instructions within his heart.
真正的这个关系就是说把灵性导师的训示记在心里，那个时候开始。
And the initiation was simply the natural result of having embraced those instructions.
启迪呢，就是说一个人接受的这个训示的一个自然情况的一个结果。
Srila Prabhupada speaks about in the story of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, what is initiation?
那 Prabhupada 在这个永恒的 Chaitanya 经有说什么叫做启迪。
I like to tell this story sometimes.
所以有时候我喜欢来讲这个故事。
It's a story most people know.
大部分人都知道这个故事。
But some of the details sometimes we may forget.
但是有一些细节有时候我们也忘记了。
It's a story about Mugari the hunter.
就是这个猎人 Mugari。
And the story of Mugari the hunter is given as evidence of the benefit of obtaining association with a devotee.
那这个猎人的这段故事代表的就是说呢，得到奉献者联谊的益处。
Because devotional service begins when one comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord.
因为奉爱服务开始的情况，就是一个人开始跟奉献者接触的时候。
And the story is also given as evidence of the transformation that takes place as a result of that contact.
那这个也是就是说在这个程序里面它开始转变转化的这个结果。
In fact, in the same section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Haridas Thakur and the prostitute as how the symptom of the effectiveness of a spiritual master is how much his disciples change.
那这个例子在同一章节里面呢，就讲到 Haridas Thakur 跟那个妓女的关系。那经过跟奉献者跟灵性导师的关系，就是说一个人的知觉跟态度是怎么样的改变。
It's not simply an external function.
所以不是只是外在的一种情况程序而已。
But he said the test of the spiritual master is that people become devotees.
对于一个灵性导师的考验就是说人们是不是变成奉献者。
Not that they simply change their external dress.
不是说外面换了衣服的样子。
Not that they just simply accept another designation.
或是只是换了一个称呼或名号。
Not simply, simply become another follower.
或只是说啊，是某某某人的追随者。
But the real test is their hearts change.
真正的考验是一个人心的改变。
And they develop, naturally develop the qualities of a devotee.
而且是自然的培养出奉献者的品质。
Prabhupada many times will quote the verse, Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavat chikinshana, Savai gunais tacha samasate sura. That all the good qualities of the demigods manifest in devotees who engage in devotional service to the Lord.
所以 Prabhupada 说呢、啊、对于在对主座奉爱服务的奉献者呢，他自然展示所有半神人的品质。
All these good qualities are inherent, naturally, natural characteristic of the soul.
这些品质是这个灵魂自然就有的这个良好的品质。
And by coming in contact with a devotee and coming in contact with the process of devotional service, these natural qualities that are inherent within every living being become more manifest.
经由跟奉献者的接触跟联谊，还有进行奉爱服务，自然这些神圣的品质自然的展示出来。
In fact, Prabhupada says in the commentary to that verse.That I just quoted from the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
事实上，巴布帕呢，在这个刚刚我提的这个《圣典波切瓦坛》里面这个章节里面的要旨里面说了。
He says the devotee is recognized by the manifestation of 26 qualities that are there in the devotee.
巴布帕在里面说呢，怎么样去辨认一个奉献者？就是说，一个奉献者怎么样的，就是是不是展示出那良好的26个品质
？He said conversely.When there is no manifestation of such qualities, we must understand that such a person is not a devotee.
那当然呢，相对来看，就是说，如果一个人，你看一个人没有这些品质的话，就知道这不是奉献者。
It's right there in the commentary, verse fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam.
这是在圣典波切瓦。
I'm simply quoting my spiritual master.
这是圣典波切瓦坛第五篇里面说的，我。不是我说的，是我引用我灵性导师所说的这么判断。
But Srila Prabhupada could make such bold statements because we saw that he was able to make people devotees.
那 Prabhupada 这么大胆的这样的描述是 Prabhupada 有这样的品质，而且他有能力去改变人们成为奉献者。
And Prabhupada would many times speak boldly.And establishing that his followers were evidence of the effectiveness of the potency of the holy name of the Lord.
那帕欧巴常常是非常大胆的说呢，他的跟随者这些门徒呢，都是啊展示之主的这个奉献者的这些品质的人。
It makes me think of one story. I don't want to digress too much. I want to get to Magari, but this is a nice story.
当然了，我希望不要忘记我刚刚要提的猎人的故事，但是确实有一个非常好的故事我想来提。
I was, many years ago, I was visiting the Bhaktivedanta archives.
很多年前我去到这个 Bhaktivedanta 的这个就是说储物哈文物库。
Because I used to go there quite regularly and visit the devotees there. It was in a community that I visit regularly.
因为呢，我是很规律的，就是说，常态性的去那边拜访他们呢，拜访奉献者。
And this was quite some time ago.
而这是已经很久一段时间之前了。
And when I visited my godbrother Ranjit, he was in charge of the archives at the time.
当时我的神兄弟呢，这个 Ranjit。
Ranjit,
yes. Ranjit Prabhu 啊，正是当时是他主管管理这个啊 ，ISKCON 的这些资料文献。
And he always used to share with me every time I would come the new goodies that had arrived in the archives.
他呢啊，每次看到我都是很热情的，而且跟我分享，就是说他们里面这个里面收藏的资料。
That's what I used to come there. I used to ask him. I said.Anything new, Ranjit Prabhu, to share?
那这也是我去那边一个常去那边的一个原因。我每次去就说啊 ，Ranjit Prabhu 啊，你有没有什么新的东西啊？我们可以分享啊，这样子。
And on this particular visit, Ranjit Prabhu said, "All right, I've got something for you."
那有一次一个情况，我去了 ，Ranjit Prabhu 跟我说 ，Maharaj， 我有一个很特别的东西要给你看哦。
And because the archives had just received, just the week before, Srila Prabhupada's first diary.
那我去的那前一周，他们这个资料库刚好收到一些 Prabhupada 以前的第一份的日记。
A godbrother of ours named Bali Mardan was holding on to it. He didn't want to give it and didn't tell anybody he had it.
当时另外一个神兄弟是他有的哈，他是一直放着，他不想给别人啊，就好像自己藏着是宝藏。
But he realized, he said, I can't keep on holding on to this. I have to share it with everybody.
那后来那个人就觉得他也不能一直藏为己有，他必须要分享给别人。
So, Ranjit told, Prabhu told me, he said, Maharaj, I have Prabhupada's diary from when he first arrived in America.
所以这人家 Prabhu 就跟我说 Maharaj, 我有这个 Prabhupada 最开始到达美国所写出来的日记哦。
And he said, would you like to see it?
他说你要不要看啊？
And I said, why I'd like to see what kind of question
is that? 他说你这什么问题？我当然想要看。
So he had it all locked up in the cabinet. He went into the cabinet, he pulled it out very carefully and said, Maharaj, this is it, but please be careful.
那因为这个也是很小心的保存着，所以他就去打开那个夹子的宝藏盒，然后拿出来说 Maharaj, 请你很小心的看着哈。
What's another name for Paramak? Oh, I found it. Never mind.And I said, can I take it in the other room and read it?
我跟他说我可不可以拿到另外一个房间去来看啊。
He said yes, but he locked the front door.
那个人小心翼翼，他说是啊，可以啊，然后他就去把前面大门先锁起来，免得他逃掉了。
So I went into the other room and I closed the door and I just sat there and started going through the pages.
所以我就到另外一个房间呢，然后去开始一页一页的看啊。
And I came upon this diary entry that like just completely overwhelmed me.
当我看到 Prabhupada 日记的时候，我就觉得哇，真的是被他震惊了。
Because Prabhupada, as we were saying before, that Prabhupada was able to change hearts.
就像我刚刚说 ，Prabhupada 是有这能力可以改变人的心。
And that's the qualification of the spiritual master, is that the heart changes, it becomes softer.
这就是灵性导师的一个资格，他有这个能力让人们去改变他的心，变得心肠柔软。
And of course, the capacity to change hearts may manifest in different degrees in different Vaishnavas.
当然啦，这个一个他的这些人的心的心肠的改变，就根据每个人不同而所以改变的程度而不同。
But Srila Prabhupada'swas so pure in his purpose and was always so conscious that he was simply representing Lord Chaitanya and was never thinking that he was himself was the doer. He had this capacity to transmit this purity.
那 Prabhupada 是这样的纯粹纯洁，他有办法完完原原本本把主 Chaitanya 的讯息跟人质这样子传递出来，可以有这个能力改变人的心肠。
And I found this entry that on February 3rd, 1966, which is not long after Srila Prabhupada arrived in New York.
那我这个看到的那个部分是1966年的2月3号 Prabhupada 就已经是所谓到美国之后的一段时间了。
And Prabhupada had written inside, his handwriting.
我就亲自看到 Prabhupada 的手写的笔记。
He said, today there was a very nice demonstrationof tape record Sankirtan by me.
他说今天有一个很好的，就是说我用录音带录音的这个唱诵圣名的记录，我做出来的。
It is all grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这都是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的恩典。
Srila Haridas Thakur said,
圣 Haridas Thakur 说了
that the transcendental sound of Harinam,
这个主圣名的超然音振
would even purify the heart of birds and beasts.
甚至都可以净化那一些野兽，还有那一些野鸟禽兽的心。
Today, this statement of Thakur Haridas is corroborated.
今天主 Haridas Thakur 的这个师姐跟啊，可以来这样串联着。
These Americans cannot understand even the words meaning of Sankirtan.
这些美国人甚至也连 Sankirtan 这一个字都不了解是什么意思。
And yet they were so much attracted.
但是呢，他们还是这么被这圣灵所吸引着。
It is all Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's power.
这都是圣主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的力量。
There is no credit for me.
我是一点都没有功劳的。
1966 February 3rd, Prabhupada's entry.
这是1966年 Prabhupada 到美国最开始的时候就这么写了。
When I said this, I said, Ranjit, did you read this?
当我看到这时候，跟这个神兄弟说 ，Ranjit, 你看了没？你读了没
？I just immediately got a piece of paper and I wrote it down and I put it inside. I still have that piece of paper.
当时我就把 Prabhupada 的日记的那一段，我自己用纸跟笔抄下来留下，我现在都还保存着。
Such a precious revelation.Of Prabhupada's purity.
那这是 Prabhupada 他的纯洁的程度的这样的展示。
Of course, someone can say, "Hey, wait a minute! Prabhupada's calling the American boys and girls animals."
有人说，哎，等一等啊！你看 ，Prabhupada 去美国的时候，那一些男孩女孩就像动物一样的生活。
Indirectly, he was saying that the Haridas Thakur said, "Birds and beasts." Can be,
所以很明显啊，间接你看看 Haridas Thakur 在几百年前就说这些野兽跟鸟。
Of course, Prabhupada was just emphasizing that anyone who comes in contact with this holy name by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy can become purified.
所以 Prabhupada 的重点就是说，强调不管是什么样的人来到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个圣名呢，都可以得到净化。
That was Prabhupada's faith in the holy name.
这是 Prabhupada 的在圣名里面的信心。
He has such firm faith in the potency of the holy name.
Prabhupada 有这么坚定的信心，而且确信圣名的潜能。
That his mission was simply to give others the opportunity to come in contact with the pure name.
Prabhupada 的使命就是唯一的，就是说要把这个主的圣名让所有的生物可以接触。
Because he had also firm faith that the holy name could do the rest.
而且他有这个坚定的信心，圣名是会来处理所有其他的一切。
In fact, there is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita also in connection to Haridas Thakur.
实际上呢，在永恒的《Chaitanya经》里面呢，也跟这个主这个 Haridas Thakur 所说的是相关的。
Which states that, that one should understand the beauty and transcendental position of the holy name of the Lord.
就是说，实际上描述说，一个应该去了解主的圣名的美。
By hearing the revealed scriptures from the mouths of Vaishnavas.
而且从那个已经揭示的启示的经典那边去，从这个 Vaishnava 的嘴去聆听。
Nowhere else will one be able to gain access to the sweetness of Krishna's names.
没有其他的途径呢，可以得到 Krishna 圣名的甜美。
This verse was spoken by.Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
那这段诗呢是圣 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 所描述的。
Rupa Goswami, he was writing the Lalita Madhava.
Rupa Goswami.
Yes.
之前呢 ，Rupa Goswami 写的这个 Lalita Lila Madhava.
Yes. And he had composed one verse.
他就写了一首诗。
Which described the glories of the holy name of the Lord.
那里面描述了主圣名。
That verse states that there is so much nectar in these two syllables. In these Krishna.
在词里面描述就是说，光是 Krishna 这个字的两个音节，有多少的甜美的甘露在里面。
That I desire to have hundreds of tongues and millions of ears. Simply to hear.
那么多的甘露，我希望我有。数百数千个舌头跟耳朵来品尝回味这些甘露。
And when these two syllables Krishna enter into the core of my heart, my mind becomes stunned, and my senses become inert.
当 Krishna 这个音阵进到我的心的时候，我就觉得完全被折服了。我的好像全身在抖动着、激昂着这些滋味。
And Lord Chaitanya saw Rupa Goswami writing this verse on his palm leaf.
当主 Chaitanya 看到 Rupa Goswami 在这个树叶上写出的这个诗节的时候，
and he was saying that his writings, his words he was writing looked just like pearls. They were so beautiful.
那 Chaitanya 描述就是说 Rupa Goswami 所描写的那些字看起来就像珍珠一样，在这个叶子上的珍珠这样的美。
And he asked Rupa Goswami to please tell him the verse, but Rupa Goswami was very humble. He didn't want to say it.
主 Chaitanya 请就说 Rupa Goswami 告诉他那个诗节里面什么东西。 Rupa Goswami 非常谦卑，他是觉得很不好意思，他不敢给主 Chaitanya 看到。
But finally Rupa Goswami agreed and he began reading this verse.
最后呢 Rupa Goswami 终于把这个诗拿出来，然后念给主 Chaitanya 听。
And Haridas Thakur was standing nearby.
当时呢 Haridas Thakur 就也是站在旁边。
And when he heard this verse recited from the lips of Rupa Goswami, he went into a swoon. Ecstasy.
当这个 Haridas Thakur 听到 Rupa Goswami 描述他写的诗的时候，他就好像这样飘起来了，狂喜了。
He fell on the ground and actually began losing consciousness.
然后就好像失神了，倒在地上，失去知觉了。
He was relishing so much by hearing Rupa Goswami's words.
他是这么在品味 Rupa Goswami 所描述的这个圣名的甘露。
And Kaviraj Goswami says that one has to learn about the beauty and the transcendental position of Krishna's names by hearing scriptures from mouths of Vaishnavas.
那 Krishna Kaviraj Goswami 就说呢，一个人应该要从这个圣奉献者那边去聆听经典里面所描述主的圣名的甘露。
This is how the name becomes sweet.
这就是这个圣名变得甜美的情况。
The more we hear the glories of the name, the more we actually begin to realize.Potency of the name.
我们越去聆听这个圣名的甘露甜美，我们就越能品尝，越能了解这圣名的潜能。
Initiation is the beginning when one is accepting the holy name of the Lord and making a vow. I will chant Hare Krishna every day.
启迪就只是一个开始，就是我现在发誓，我每天要念诵 Krishna 的圣名。
But it's the beginning.
但这只是个开始。
And in Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Rupa Goswami,
而且是主 Chaitanya 对这个 Rupa Goswami 的训示。
He explains very clearly that the time of initiation is like the planting of the seed within the heart.
他非常清楚地解释了说，启迪只是就像播种，把种子放在土这样子开始而已。
It is the bhakti lata bij.
就是奉爱的种子 Bhakti Lata Bij.
And that seed needs to be watered.
这个有了种子之后要去灌溉啊。
And by continuous watering, what happens? The seed begins to gradually grow.
经由这样继续的去浇水灌溉，它才会渐渐的发芽成长，才有机会去见到主。
And then Lord Chaitanya in his instructions to Rupa Goswami very clearly explains.
那Rupa Goswami 告诉主 Chaitanya， 主 Chaitanya 对他训示也是讲得很清楚。
That when the seed is planted，
当这个种子已经去播种了，
and the watering process takes place，
接着就是要去浇水这些程序了。
Not only does the plant grow， but weeds grow too。
可是呢，不是只是说种下去这个种子会长发芽。其实旁边的野草邪念也会跟着长起来。
I don't know any of you have experience working in a garden.
大家有没有在什么花园啊草地田地去工作的经验？
But those who do have experience know that it's a lot of work.
真正去做的人知道去做园艺农业也是很多事要做的。
It's not just planting the seed.
不是只是要播种就好了。
You have to spend a lot more time taking care of those weeds.
要需要比原来更多的时间去处理那些邪念跟杂草。
Because they grow faster than the plant.
因为那些野草长得你种的种子还快。
And as much as you go back and pull them out, they still continue to come.
而且情况就是说，不是拔了一次就没有，你要一直一直去除草哈，除那个野草、杂草、邪念。
And if you don't pull them out, because they grow so fast, they'll block the sunlight, and the plant will get no sun.
因为呢，如果你不去除那些野草、 邪恶的话呢，因为它那么多长得很快，到时候把太阳挡住了，就挡住这个原来真正要发芽成长的这个种子。
And not only that, but they take a lot of the water too.
不只是说那么多的功夫，那一些野草杂碎呢也是要需要很多水，要把你那原来的水吃掉。
They take a lot of the nutrients.
它把原来播下去的这个撒下去的养分也吃掉了。
Beautiful weeds.
就长出很多的野花野草。
But you have a dead plant.
但是你原来种那个是死的。
If one's not careful to take care of those weeds, they choke the creeper.
所以一个人如果不小心去除那些野草杂念的话呢，他可能把你原来种的奉爱的种子压死了。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami that as the tree, the Bhakti Lata Beej is growing, that one has to be very careful to distinguish between what is the weed and what is the bhakti plant.
所以 Rupa Goswami, 主切泰玛普布告诉 Rupa Goswami 非常清楚，一个人也要去辨识什么是真正的奉爱种子，什么是那些野花野草，然后要分别，而且要去除掉。
One must know how to discriminate.
一个人必须要了解要怎么样去判别哪是真正的这些。
So one has to go on hearing the revealed scriptures from the mouth of Vaishnavas, hearing the glories of the holy name of the Lord.
所以一个人呢就必须要去从 Vaishnava 奉献者那边去聆听主的荣耀，同时要去聆听呢这个圣名的荣耀。
One has to continue chanting the holy name of the Lord.
一个人必须要继续的念诵主的圣名。
And what's supposed to take place is change, a cleansing of the heart, Chaito Dapana Vajana.
所以这样做的话才会得到我们想要成果，就是说心肠心念的改变，就是 Chaito Dapamarjana 把那些污秽污尘清掉。
That was Srila Prabhupada's faith in the holy name. The holy name will do it.
那这是 Prabhupada 对圣名的信心。
If one simply continues to chant with faith,
如果一个人是一直有信心这样的去念诵
andGoes on hearing the glories of the name from the mouths of Vaishnavas.
然后要持续的去聆听的 Vaishnava 嘴中所讲出这圣名的光荣。
So this is the beginning.
所以这只是一个开始。
When a person makes a vow that, yes, I will chant minimum 16 rounds Hare Krishna.
所以当一个人就说发誓，我要开始每天念至少16圈。
Now I want to tell the story of Magari.
我现在要讲那个猎人 Magari 的这个故事。
It's connected.
这是有关联的。
I'll make it connected.
我让这个故事跟它有关系。
But it is connected.
但事实上也是本来就有关联的。
And let's see how it's connected.
那我们来看这是怎么样的相关。
Because Magari was a pretty abominable creature.
因为 Magari 他是一个打色野兽的猎人，所以一副粗暴狂野的人。
As Prabhupada said, you know, today I've seen the power of Mahaprabhu's mercy.
就像 Prabhupada 说，我今天见到主 Mahaprabhu 所的圣名的仁慈。
And the statement of Haridas Thakur has been corroborated as well.
那主Haridas Thakur 的描述呢，也是连接灌输了这个全世界。
That even birds and beasts can become attracted to the holy name of the Lord.
就是连那些野兽啦、飞禽走兽、野鸟都被主的圣名所吸引。
So, as the story is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita,
就如主永恒Chaitanya经里面所说的故事情况。
Narada Muni was coming from Vaikuntha, having seen Lord Narayan.
这个 Narada Muni 在这个 Vaikuntha 见到主 Narayan 之后过来了。
And he happened to come to Prayag where he was going to take bath.
那他就来到 Prayag 这个地方要准备去所谓沐浴。
And when he arrived at Prayag, he happened to see along the path a deer with an arrow in it.
那当他到这个 Prayag 这个地方的时候，路上呢他见到有一头鹿呢被箭射中了。
And the deer's leg was broken.
同时那只鹿的腿也受伤了。
And the deer was writhing in pain.
当然这个鹿就是很痛的这样子站着。
Just lying there on the path, suffering.
那因为受伤了，就只是在路边躺着，这样痛苦着。
Narada Muni is compassionate Vaishnava. He was trying to understand why is this deer lying like this.
Narada Muni 是一个非常怜悯慈悲的一个 Vaishnava， 所以他想去看看为什么这头鹿这样躺在那边受苦。
As he walked a little further, he saw there was a boar also lying on the ground, writhing in pain.
但是他继续走，就看到路边还有一头野猪，也是躺在路边。
And a little bit farther was a rabbit.
然后他再继续走，还有一只兔子也是躺在路边。
And the rabbit had an arrow inside it, was half dead and writhing in pain.
那这只兔子啊，也是被箭射中了，进到身体里面，半死半活躺在路边这样呻吟。
And Narada Muni was.Trying to understand what was the cause of this.
Narada Muni 就想要去看看为什么这些动物生物是这样子在这里。
And off in the distance, he looked and he saw standing behind a tree, a hunter dressed in black clothes.
然后呢，这个他就远远的一看呢，在树后面呢有一个猎人呢，全身穿的黑漆漆的，藏在树后。
Holding bow and arrow, looking very fearful.
这猎人一副很凶的样子，藏在树后，就弓跟箭这样拿着，要准备要射要杀人的这样子样子。
So Narada Muni put it together that hunter must have something to do with these animals lying half dead.
所以 Narada Muni 就想着这些关联是这一些动物的这样的受伤受苦，一定跟那个猎人有关。
So he left the path and started approaching the hunter.
所以呢，他就离开那个动物躺在那边的现场，就走到这个猎人那边去。
But when he left the path, all the animals that were around began to run away, flee in fear because of Narada Muni's presence.
那当主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu往前走的时候，这个路边的这些各种生物啊、野兽都赶快跑开了。那他们因为也看到这个 Narada Muni 也在这边。
And the hunter who observed this became very angry.
那这个猎人看到他看着发生的情况，就变得很生气。
And he was going to hurl all kinds of abusive words to Narada Muni, but he saw he was a saintly person, and he had to restrain himself.
这个猎人一副很生气，让本来什么天文八字、三字经、八字经、五字经都要去骂这个 Narada Muni, 可是看到他这么神圣一人，就只好稍微收敛一点啊，对圣人要尊敬一点。
His immediate reaction was to hurl abusive words, but he had some restraint.
虽然呢，他这个有一些所谓没教养，喜欢讲三字经、五字经粗暴的话，但是呢，至少这个时候他看到圣人会稍微收敛自己的嘴。
So, but he said to Narada Muni, "Look what you've done."
然后呢，这猎人对拿达穆尼说：“你看你做了什么
？”Now that you left the path, all the animals that I was about to shoot with my arrow, they all ran away.
你看你做了什么？把这路上我本来要去杀掉这些动物呢，你一来他们都走掉，我本来要杀掉这些的，你知道吗
？So Narada Muni can immediately understand that this hunter was the cause of these animals he saw half killed.
所以 Narada Muni 马上很清楚的知道那些痛苦的生物跟就是这个猎人所做的事。
And he asked him, "Is it you who's done this to these animals?"
所以他问他说。是你对这些动物做这样的事吗
？He said, "Yes, I've done this."
所以猎人说，是啊，是我做的。
Tell me, why did you didn't just kill them? You're a hunter. Why did you kill them? Why did you leave them half dead to suffer?
然后就问他说，你为什么不干脆一刀把他们杀掉？为什么把他们弄得半死半活在那边拖着痛苦
？He said, "My name is Magari the Hunter."
你知道我的名字叫 Mugari， 我是这样的猎人呢。
I take great pleasure in seeing these animals in pain。
我是很享受这些动物在这边痛苦。
My father raised me this way。
我爸爸是这样教我的。
He taught me this is how I should kill animals by half killing them so I can watch them suffer。
这是我爸爸教的，就是。你杀生呢？这个动物要给它半死，然后让它慢慢慢慢痛苦的死。
And Narada Muni said, "My dear hunter, I have one humble request."
这个 Narada Muni 就说：“亲爱的猎人啊，我有一个非常谦卑的要求，一个请求。
”Magari said, Anything you like. I have many skins. I have animals. You want one?
这个猎人姆格尔说，好啊，你说你要什么，我有很多动物的兽皮，哪一种动物的皮呢都有，你随便挑一个。
That's what he thought. Atmavan manyate jagat, I guess. It's, but Narada Muni wanted an animal skin or a half-dead animal.
那你想想看，Narada Muni如果要想着说这个动物皮是从那个半死半活的动物死掉的皮呀。
He says, no, I've come to ask for some gift, some present from you.
那啊，我来呢是要跟你要求一些礼物。
He said, the fact that you have killed animals is not very good.
啊，而事实上呢，你杀了动物，这不是很好的事。
You are a hunter by profession.Killing animals is a slight offense on your part.
所以呢，你所谓出生是以杀动物为生的，所以呢，杀了动物是有一点业报。
But when you have killed them, simply to see them in pain, oh boy, you better watch out.
但是呢，本来一点点的报应，可是你这样杀了他们，给他们半死半活，哎呀，你要很小心啊。
He says, there's a big difference between killing an animal as a hunter. There's some offense, there's some reaction. But to cause another living being pain willfully, these animals are going to come back and do the same thing to you.
那当然啦，你是一个猎人，必须要射杀动物为生的话，是当然会有一点点冒犯跟报应。可是呢，你这样去虐待动物，这样子给他们弄得半死半活，这样痛苦的这样拖着而死的话呢，是很糟糕的。这一些你去虐待的生物呢，给他们不必要的痛苦的话，将来这些生物的怨恨会投在你身上，会过来以同样方式向你报仇。
Then he said to Mogari that my request, my humble request is, please kill the animals. Don't have to kill them.
所以亲爱的这个猎人 Mogari 啊，所以我的要求就是说。请你要杀动物就直接杀掉，不要这样给他拖啊，让他们在那边拖着痛苦。
But Mogari began to consider, well, if it's so sinful to have killing, and I've been doing it all my life, he became a little worried.
那 Mogari 就是听着，突然间好像就想着，如果一辈子都在杀动物，杀动物是一个罪恶的活动，我一辈子一直在杀那么多动物，那不是很危险了吗？
What he became worried about is when he heard that anybody who derives pleasure from seeing others in pain will have to experience that same pain themselves.
特别是他听到就是说，如果一个人造成别人痛苦啊，那些痛苦将来会回应到自己身上，会有报应的。
And he had been doing that his whole life.
那他一辈子都是这样在做的。
So he was a little nervous. Narada Muni's influence had already taken some effect.
所以这个猎人就开始紧张了。这个 Narada Muni 纯粹的灵魂给他的影响有起作用了。
In fact, I won't digress. I won't do it. There's another example about causing pain to others, but I think the point is clear.
另外一个例子也是说，一个人有意无意去造成别人、别的生物的痛苦的状态。当然，重点是这个。
It's a verse from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam.
这是在《圣典波切瓦坛》第十一篇里面的诗节。
That Jiva Goswami quotes to explain what is disrespect for other living beings.
就是里面描述 Jiva Goswami 说了，就是说对不尊重其他人、不尊重其他生物的结果。
He quotes the verse from the Avanti Brahman.
他从一个 Avanti Brahman 那边的诗节来引述的。
Sharp arrows that pierce the chest and enter into the heart are not as painful.
就是说一根尖锐的箭射到我们心的时候是很痛苦的。
As the arrows of the insulting words of a materialistic person.
那就像呢，物质主义者的这些话呢，他们也是像一颗利箭这样去刺伤别人。
Which enter the heart and become lodged there in the heart.
那些刺伤人的话呢，射到别人的心中呢，会留在他的心里痛苦。
Jiva Goswami says the arrows of insulting words that enter the heart and become lodged there are more painful than sharp arrows that pierce the heart.
所以呢，这个他就描述呢，那一些从别人尖锐的伤人的话进到刺到心里的话，会留在里面，这种痛胜于那个箭就直射过你而已，那种痛来的更加的痛。
Because sharp arrows pierce the heart and kill the person.
因为一支尖锐的箭去射到人的心呢，就给他只是说给他死，马上死。
But insulting words that enter into the heart and become lodged there half kills the person.
那这个呢，侮辱别人、伤人的话呢，射到别人的心中呢，会在这个心里面，就像里面留着、长着，这样拖着，给人家半死的痛苦。
Same example.
同样的例子。
Wanting to cause pain.
就说造成痛苦的这些。
The suffering, there's a reaction there.
就说如果一个人有意无意造成别人的伤心痛苦，一定会有报应的。
So, Narada Muni then made this request of Mugari the hunter.
所以 Narada Muni 就对这个 Mugari 这个猎人要求他。
And Mugari realized I have to do something, and he actually realized he should surrender himself to Narada Muni.
那所以呢，这个猎人呢就开始觉悟，他觉悟到他应该向 Narada Muni 来臣服。
And he asked Narada Muni, "I surrender myself to you. What should I do?"
所以他自己就直接向这个Narada Muni 臣服顶拜，就说我现在应该要怎么来做。
And Narada Muni said, first thing you must do is you have to break your bow.
Narada Muni 跟他说，你要做的第一件事就是把你这些弓跟箭把它折断。
And Prabhupada in the commentary of the verse says, this is initiation.
所以 Prabhupada 在这一节诗里面说，这个情况折掉自己的武器弓跟箭呢，这就是启迪。
Initiation means breaking the bow.
启迪就是把这个弓箭自己伤人的武器都要折掉。
Because the Mugari the hunter, he was thinking, he was hesitant. Wait a minute, this has been my source of livelihood my whole life. And now I'm supposed to break my bow? How am I going to live?
那个猎人 Mugari 就是开始有点犹豫，他想说这个弓跟箭是我的武器，是有维生用的，你现在叫我折掉丢了。
Of course, some people hear this and they think that the Prabhupada is suggesting that initiation means you give up your means of livelihood.
但是有一些人就是偏离的解释，就是说 Prabhupada 叫你把弓跟箭折断，就是说你放弃你维生的工具或是离职。
They simply become false renunciants. They think, oh, I'll give up my livelihood because that's what it means to surrender.
那这些人没有了解正确，以为就是说我把维生的工具或辞职呢，放弃我这些工作维生呢，那这样就是变成做的弃绝，人为的弃绝。
No, breaking the bow means breaking the materialistic conception of life.
折掉这些弓跟箭，就是说把这一些物质主义的概念把它折掉。
Breaking the bow means no longer will I simply work for sense gratification.
那同时也代表我以后的工作不是为了感官享乐而做的事。
But I will work because the human form of life is meant for inquiring into the absolute truth.
那我会来工作是为了人类的生命，维持人类生命来做自我觉悟。
I will maintain this body because this body is a very valuable gift.
那我必须要维持我身体的情况，因为我这个身体呢，也是人很罕有的一个珍贵的礼物。
It's a gift that I can use to hear the glories of the holy name of the Lord from the mouths of Vaishnavas.
那这个身体这个礼物是一个很好的礼物，是说我有这个机会来聆听主的荣耀，还有 Vaishnava 的这一些荣耀。
It's a gift I can employ in using my tongue and chanting the holy names of the Lord.
我有这个身体，让我有这个舌头，可以来进行对主的这个荣耀跟圣名的这个赞颂。
Breaking the bow means giving up materialistic conception of maintaining the body simply for enjoyment.
这个把弓跟箭折掉的意思就是说，放弃那一些原来想要说为了感官享乐而去做的事的工作。
Kamasya nindriya pitiya level jivita yavata jivasya tatva jvigyasa nato yascheha kamabhi. Life's desires shouldn't be directed towards sense gratification.
生活的欲望啦，不应该是说要走向感官享乐。
One should desire to live only because the human form of life enables to want to inquire into the absolute truth.
一个人呢，生命的愿望就是说，我们应该好好珍惜这难得的礼物，然后来向绝对真理询问。
This should be the goal of all of one's work.
那这是每一个人所工作的目标。
It's changing the goals.
那就是说在这个情况就是把原来物质的目标转变。
Doesn't mean changing the work, it means changing the goals.
我不是说你要换工作换活动，就是把这个目标转换。
Now there's a reason for working.
那现在就有很正确的理由来工作了。
What is the value of simply maintaining a body?
仅仅是维持生活有什么价值呢？
Bhagavatam says, what is the value of prolonged life, which is wasted by inexperience by years in this world?
波切瓦达里面就说，一个人得到长命百岁，而是说对于想要去追寻所谓一切生活没有经验的事情去经验，那有什么意义？
Better one moment of full consciousness.
与其那么所谓长命百岁，还不如一刻的这个完全的知觉。
Because that will enable one to inquire into the absolute truth.
这样就让人一个有这个去询问绝对真理的这种机会跟能力。
This is initiation.
所以这是启迪。
Initiation means that we take vows that yes, I will put Krishna at the center.
这个就是启迪。启迪的意思就是我要发誓，以 Krishna 为中心。
How else can the candidate say yes, I will? Vow, I will chant minimum 16 rounds Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day.
所以呢，这个就是说接受启迪，就是说我要发誓，我确定每天要念诵16圈主的圣名。
Sometimes people think when I ask them what their vows are, I'm testing their memory.
有时候我就考他们的记忆，就是说这个启迪的誓言是什么。
Do you remember what the four regulative principles are?
你们记得这个四个规范守则吗？
I'm not testing memories.
我在考他们的记忆。
It means I'm making a vow.
这个意思就是说我立誓，我发誓。
This will become the center. Shraddha, Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahida Sujicha Nischaya Krishna Bhakti Kali Sava Krama Kittahaya.Lord Chaitanya said this verse.
这是主 Chaitanya 说的这一些情况境界。
That Shraddha means firm, confident faith.
Shraddha 就是说坚定强烈的信心。
That simply by chanting Hare Krishna, all other subsidiary duties can automatically be fulfilled.
仅仅透过念诵 Hare Krishna, 所有一些相关联必须的责任呢，自然会展示出来。
Conversely,Even if we perfectly fulfill our subsidiary duties and we give up chanting Hare Krishna, Shrama Evahi Kemalam, they are considered to be a useless waste of time.
但是呢，相反的，如果去做那旁边的其他的所谓杂事呢，而放弃念诵主的圣名呢，这样只是浪费时间，浪费生命。
This much faith has to be there.
这么强烈的信心是必须要有的。
And in fact, I'll end on this one point.It's a heavy point, though. Maybe I better not end on it.
所以这点讲就怕太重，我是不是要讲还是不要讲？
Srila Bhakti Vinod, I'll end on it anyways. I'll go a little bit past it, so I don't have to end on it.
所以我跳过去。
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains in Harinam Chintamani.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur 在这个唱诵圣名的光荣跟甘露里面有描述。
He says that one of the offenses to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
在念诵主的圣名其中一个冒犯是
is to preach the glories of the holy name of the Lord to those who are faithless.
就是对于一个没有信心的人无信念的人传颂主的光荣。
And he says in this respect that preaching the glories to the faithless is like giving pearls before swine.
对于没有信念没有信心的人对传颂主的光荣荣耀就好像把珍珠给野猪了。
It also gives, he says it's like giving fancy clothes to a monkey.
同样这个比喻就是说你把华丽美丽的衣服给了猴子。
If you give fancy clothes to a monkey, the monkey's not going to put them on.
美丽漂亮衣服你给猴子，他不会说我好好穿。
Attend an elegant function.
他不会说我会变得优雅怎么样。
Monkey's just going to rip them up.
而且猴子看到东西就是撕啊、拔啊、扯啊。
She said, preaching the glories of the holy name of the Lord is to initiate a faithless person in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
所以呢，他说了，启迪是对于所谓原来没有信心的人呢，给他传扬，就是开始要给他这个主的圣名的。
And he says the symptom of the faithless person is a person who simply thinks initiation means I get a nice name and I can get other people to serve me now.
对于主圣名没有信心的人，他们得到启迪是说啊，我现在启迪了，我有一个名字，大家要来服务我啊，开始尊敬我。
That's the symptom of faithless person.
这是没有信心的人的这种情况。
They don't really have faith in chanting the holy name, Lord. They want the holy name to serve them.
他们呢，根本对圣名没有信心，他们想要只是说利用圣名来得到服务。
And he says that giving to faithless person is like giving pearls before swine.
这个。所以他就说呢，对于没有信心的人，对主的圣名跟主没有信心的人，就好像把那个很好的珍珠丢给野猪、山猪。
So first, there must be faith.
所以首先一定要有信心。
Otherwise, how can one say, "I vow that from today on, I will chant minimum of 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for the rest of my life"?
所以呢，没有信心的话，怎么一个人可能就说？我发誓，我从现在开始每天要念诵16圈这个 Maha Mantra.
Before the deities,
而且是在神像面前。
Before the Vaishnavas,
在这个 Vaishnav 面前。
Before the sacrificial fire,
而且在这个火祭。
Before the spiritual master,
而且是在灵性导师面前。
This is breaking the bow.
所以这个程序就是要把你物质的这些武器的弓箭折掉丢了。
And it means that I will, that from this day on, I will continue to chant the holy name of the Lord.
这表示呢，从今天开始，我要来继续每天的念诵主的圣名。
Sometimes people even ask me, Maharaj, I got so many things I have to do. How do you keep it all together?
有时候有些人跟我说啊 ，Maharaj， 你知道我很忙啦，很多事情啦，真的没办法做到。
And I always answer them by saying.Do you eat every day?
问他说，你每天都吃饭吗？
Yes.
对啊，我每天都要吃啊。
Well, why do you eat?
那你为什么要吃？
Well, if I didn't, I'd be hungry.
你如果不吃会怎么样？可是不吃会饿啊。
Well, what's the difference?
那这有什么分别？
There's material hunger and there's spiritual hunger.
所以呢，就有什么物质上的饥饿啊，还有灵性上的饥饿。
You find time to eat every day. You have to find time for chanting every day.
你每天都会去找时间吃啊，你也要每天找时间去念诵。
Shraddha shabdi vishras kahida sujita nischaya krishna bhakti kali kasava kama kritahaya. That shraddha means firm, confident faith that when I put chanting Hare Krishna at the center, everything else has meaning.
所以这 shraddha 就是非常坚定。的信心就是说一切以 Krishna 为中心这样强烈的信念信心
Just as Prabhupada says if you put one in front of zeros and all your zeros become very significant
所以 Prabhupada 就是说呢好多好多个零可是你前面放个一呢这一切都变得很显要了
But without one they're all zero
那你有那么多个东西那么多个零没有前面这个一呢
You can celebrate I have a million zeros
啊，你可以去高兴的庆祝说我有百万个零
Congratulations you have a million zeros
哎，恭喜你有这么多的这个零
Can you add them up for me
你可以加上一点给我吗
But you put one in front of all those million zeros you have a very significant number
但是你如果把那么多的零前面都放一个一的话你看多么伟大
Chanting Hare Krishna makes everything else substantial
所以念诵 Hare Krishna 让所有一切都变得很实质的
And everything else becomes a support for chanting Hare Krishna
而所有其他的一切变成是支持我们念诵
This is breaking the bow
所以这个情况就是来折这个弓箭
It's changing the conception of life of how to live
所以就是啊，去改变对生活的概念跟这个态度。
And when one places their faith in Krishna and in His name.
嗯，如果一个人把 Krishna 对 Krishna 的圣名跟 Krishna 的信心放在那里
，Then Krishna helps that person to come to Him.
这样子的话 ，Krishna 会去帮助这个人，让他走向他。
Krishna says, if you determine to meditate on me, then whatever you lack, I will give for you, and whatever you have, I will preserve for you.
所以 Krishna 是这样的承诺，就是说，我会保存你原来有的，对于你所缺少的，我会提供给你的。
Thank you very much. I spoke a little bit longer than I expected to speak.
非常谢谢，我说了过超过时间了。
Thank you for your attention, and I think we should start our ceremony.
谢谢各位的这样用心呢。